Well, my phone's going off. How about yours?
Nope.
No, not yet. All right. Well, we're live.
Wow.
We are that fast.
Well, welcome to Tenement Pearls.
You're who?
Oh, my name is Michelle Moross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Tenement Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch.
Proverbial. You love that word.
I love that word.
Anyway, so what's your favorite word of all time? What's your favorite word?
Serendipity.
Why?
Because it's serendipitous.
You know, didn't they ever teach you in school you're not supposed to define a word with the same word?
Yes, I have no idea because I've never thought of my favorite word. I guess my favorite word is spa.
Oh, well, that's what you're going to do this weekend.
Yes.
That just happens to be top of mind.
Yes. What's your favorite word?
Microcosm.
Microcosm.
Because it's actually one of the words, first words in, oh my goodness, I forgot the book. One of those books we had to read in school. And I actually had to look the word up to find out what it meant. And it meant a world inside of a world. Hmm. So it was like Fahrenheit 451, or it was one of those books that we were required to read when we were in school. But I like the word microcosm because it can talk about so many different things.
Hmm.
Because if you look at, well, kind of the obvious one is like Marvel.
Yes. World inside of a world, inside of a world. Okay.
Yeah. All those other kind of things. Or we can just look at the fact that our little office right here is just kind of a world inside of a bigger world.
Which is inside of a bigger world. Which is inside of a bigger world.
Exactly.
Okay. I got it.
So anyhow, so we sidetracked on that. So what's our topic today? You're going to be fun on this one today.
I am dead dog tired.
Well, tell us why.
I just came back from New York, literally midnight, and it was surprise after surprise after surprise. I thought of it as pop goes the weasel because everything was changing so rapidly in New York. Now, the reason why I'm tired and because everything was changing in New York is we had this event planned for months and months and months, and about 2 weeks before we arrive in New York, we find out that former President Clinton is doing a fundraiser for 3 days right next to the event space that we were going to.
Yeah, he kind of planned that up against the UN thing.
Yes.
And yeah, he announced a new program of his.
Okay, because then all the U.S. the UN delegates were in New York. And then former President Obama came out. And then President Biden came out and everything in New York was shut down. And as we were going into New York, all the New Yorkers were leaving New York. We're like, well, we're going in. They're like, oh, no, we all know to stay out of New York during this time period. We're like, what? Oh, yeah. And they told us everything that's happening. They went, yeah, good luck getting anything because everything will be shut down. And sure enough, subway lines were stopped. Ubers weren't running. I mean, we were in New York kind of free falling. I mean, it was just constant waiting for that, you know, that pop goes the weasel. I kept waiting for the pop to happen
Well, you're more of a woman than I am because I'll tell you what, I wouldn't have wanted to be in New York with all the stuff that's going on right now.
I didn't want to be in New York with all that stuff. But we had people.
Because not only did you have those specific events, you also got the fact that apparently that all, like, majority of the hotel rooms are taken up by the immigrants coming in. So there's nothing available. So your room rates were probably atrocious.
They were outrageous. And
not to mention the traffic.
And then the hotel we were staying at, the Kardashians stay at. So, I mean, it was just insane. And I'm a country girl. Okay. I'm from an island. I like quiet. I like space. And that was everything we did not get in New York. It was exciting though, because with all that happening, we had to shift everything we would have normally done. So normally you go to New York, you want to see the Statue of Liberty, go to Ellis Island, you want to go to Ground Zero to see, you know, where the towers used to stand, all that. We couldn't do any of those because those were all shut. And we didn't know until we already had all the people coming. And so what we ended up doing is a friend of ours, Dave Chemensky, he lives out in New York. And he's like, okay, I'm going to take you all to the places that are off the beaten path of tourist. What to do in tourists. So we went to all these other places, which were amazing. There are so many amazing things in New York. And he's like, oh, go to the Met if you can, the the museum out there.
Right.
And so we shifted everything. Okay, we're all going to go to the Met. We get to the Met and it's completely blocked off. We're like, I thought this was fair game. They went, oh no, Prince Henry's in town. So he's in there.
Oh my God.
And so it was like, oh, okay. The only thing we can do is like Central Park. I mean, that was about.
This week was a week not to be in, but it was a week to be there if you wanted to see any of those amazing people at this point.
Oh, and I've met so many princes and princesses and kings and queens, and it was amazing.
But I think you should say hi to Eric. He's here with us.
Oh, hello, Eric's one. So New York,
no relation, by
New
the way.
York was insane in the brain, insane in the membrane, but it was pop goes the weasel. Never knew what was going to happen next. And then it was like, poof. And we were there for the billboards in Times Square. Times Square is not the place to be in this time and space. There were so many people with the little earphones and black suits walking around, groups of people with nicely garbed clothes, you know.
You're like Secret Service kind of people?
Oh, major Secret Service all over the place. And so it was like total anxiety the entire time.
Is it true where they all wear an aviator glasses and a little ear thing? Just like in the movies?
Yes.
Wow.
So it was cool just to be in the space, especially when you're watching and looking and new. Wait a minute, that guy's wearing, he's wearing sunglasses at night. Probably doing something else. And so it was really a cool experience when you looked around. And the initial thought with the Pop Goes the Weasel was, when was the next shoe going to fall? I mean, when is it going to drop? Because everything that happened. And then like, we have all these billboards. Ken Roshan, Dr. Smiley from Perfect Publishing, he brought all of his authors out and we had these billboards set up and all these great things happening. And then we found out our first day, we had the billboards that you helped with.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second day was supposed to just be billboard for our authors.
Right.
Clinton bought them all.
Really?
He bought them all. So on Tuesday, when we thought all of our authors could come and we can take pictures together, they were gone. And so we were like, now what do we do? I mean, we put all the money, we put other people, and then everything shifted. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So talk about pivoting. Finding another way, but to communicate to that many people last minute as we were walking into Times mm-hmm. Square, we get a text that says, your board's gone. What? I mean, what do you mean our board's gone? Yeah, it got bought out by all the delegates. So a lot of the videos and the things that we saw on the billboards that time were UN delegates saying happy birthday to their family or, you know, all this kind of thing. And it was not authors. And there was no way for us to communicate to the authors all at once doing, your board's gone. We're going to shift it to another board.
So let me ask you this. Do you think it was prestige or money that
it was money
overtook that?
The thing with the billboards in Times Square that people don't understand is money wins. So if someone comes in and says, so let's say we paid $50 for a board.
Right.
I'm using easy numbers. $50 for the board. Someone else comes in and says, I'll give you $2,000 for that 15 seconds. What do you think they're going to do?
Well, I would do the same thing.
Exactly. So they gave it away.
But there's also that thing of, you know, how do you please all your customers? But I guess
they don't care.
At that point, that customer doesn't matter. The $50 customer don't matter.
No, because there's someone willing to pay a heck of a lot more to own the entire 24 hours. And so what we learned out of that experience is, well, what I learned in that experience is
I wasn't there.
If you're in Vegas and you have a board, a big jumbotron kind of board that goes across the side of a mountain, not a mountain, a building, please contact me because I think we should go to Vegas next time.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because holy smokes, there was so much unpredictable things.
Right now, I
the
mean,
variables were
it's
insane.
Very widespread that there's so many things going on in New York. Mm-hmm. That why would you want to be there? I mean, just the crime rate alone, the way it's being reported. Now, I'm not saying it's true or whatever, but the way that it's being reported, and even from people that we've seen there, there's why would you want to be there? And so I'm not saying don't go to New York, but that's your choice. But
yeah,
I think Vegas is a much safer or Dallas.
Oh, anything with a board, because that was so much uncertainty. And so Pop Goes the Weasel, when you asked me, what's the topic? I went, Pop Goes the Weasel.
Right off the top. I'm like, okay, I see where she's going.
Well, because it was so much uncertainty. Now, for those of you who know me and follow me, you understand that I do a lot of quick changes and move, and I make decisions very quickly.
You have to adapt and overcome.
Adapt and overcome. New York was so fastly changing around us that I had difficulty maneuvering all the massive changing that was happening. And it's like, you know what? Forget the boards. Let's just take pictures with our books and we're just going to go the other way. And we couldn't, because people came to see their stuff on the board, which is why we called you and said, hey, what can you put together? Because we need something.
Well, it worked out very well, actually. There were some changes and things like that as I was putting it up, and I could see Times Square video camera, you know, at the board that they put up. Static camera, of course, but it was still there, and I could see what was going on to a certain degree. Now, I couldn't see what was going on in the streets, but I could see the boards and stuff. And even in that case, it was still somewhat confusing.
Oh,
but ours,
being in it.
But ours, putting it, you know, when I loaded everything up to go to those billboards, which is cool as can be considering, right? It was actually pretty easy, minus a few conflicts here and there, but yeah, those are easily adapted to.
Yeah, well, I think that's what our route will be next if we do this again. Well, we are doing it again in December. I will not be there, I don't think, because I can't handle that kind of stress.
I honestly, you know, in my personal opinion, I probably wouldn't touch New York probably at least for another year. You know, just because there's so many things going on that, you know, why take the chance? I mean, I know that it's great to be in New York and it's great to be in Times Square, but if you feel unsafe, you know, I hate to go that route with this conversation, but if you feel unsafe, why be there?
Yeah. Yeah. I will remotely help. I'll be in the backboard with you.
You sitting over here on the computer with me?
Yeah, that looks good. Let's do it that way. Okay, go left. I mean, I don't know.
Like 24.
But it was insane. But I did meet some amazing, incredible people in the offshoot places that we ended up going.
Right.
And I was invited to a UN delegation dinner and met a whole bunch of beautiful, amazing queens from different countries. And it was quite the experience. But to get around New York without Ubers and full out subways that actually went to where they say they were going, it was really hard. Well,
I hear the subways are not all exactly the
safest
either.
Well, no, but everyone was going to the subways because above ground was closed. All the major streets were closed. So let's say we are only going two blocks that way.
Mm-hmm.
To get two blocks that way, we went four blocks left, three blocks north, six blocks the other way, and then came back another. I mean, it was like a 10-minute trip took an hour.
So your theme of the week was adapt and overcome?
Constant, just constant. But when people are expecting one thing and then everything shifts, it's like, there's nothing we can do. We cannot control New York. And what I was telling people who were asking me, what's going on? I do, welcome to New York. This is the experience.
Well, I was getting calls about it too, but a lot, you know, as far as messages, I should say, about changing things and doing this and that. But it was one of those things without the proper authority, I really can't make any changes that you want to do. So it's that way. And you just have to live with it. In fact, we even had a circumstance where we had 14 authors going up. And out of those 14, two of them went up early than they were expected because they were already in the system approved and I couldn't make any changes.
That was my book.
Yeah. Yours
but you,
was
but
one
you
of
got
them.
The picture yeah. of it. So I was happy.
Yeah. But I had the camera. So I just took still shot.
I'm glad you did because getting across from Brooklyn back to Times Square was virtually impossible.
Yeah.
So Pop Goes the Weasel was the topic because in your business.
I wonder when we're going to get back to the actual topic.
Well, because the thing is shit happens and you must adjust and you can't get angry. You can't get upset. You can't, because it was completely out of our control. And what's that big quote by Byron Katie? I love to say.
What's that?
The big quote I like to say by Byron Katie. There's three types of
things you can control.
There's three types of things you can control. Me, the other person, and God, right? There's three types of control. We could not control New York. We could not control the presidents. We couldn't control delegates. We couldn't control Ubers and taxis and subways. So what we did is you have to internalize, am I going to freak out? No. Okay, let's just keep moving.
Yeah.
What's next? Where are we going to go instead?
Well, we always talk about work and we talk about life too. So, I mean, if we take that Pop Goes the Weasel, we know that everything changes in our life and it changes on a daily basis. I mean, just the spouse alone, you know, hey, I'm feeling like we should go to Kentucky Fried Chicken today. And then 30 minutes later, you know what? I think we should go to Black Eyed Pea.
Yeah, I want sushi.
Those are instant changes that pop goes the weasel that you have to adapt to, you know. And I don't know about either one of those restaurants, but those were the first things that came to mind. But it can change in that life, and it can change in your life when it comes to, I mean, one of the big things with the bars and restaurants and stuff, and beer, when the big thing about the brewery or the beer company came to play here a couple months ago, that made a big difference in the availability of beer. The people who had it, who got sold out because they weren't, you know, people weren't buying the other stuff, and they got sold out and they had to make more in order to accommodate what was going on in the country and supply and demand and all this other stuff. Those are just things that we unexpectedly see.
Well, with Eric Swanson was on earlier. Now, like with us, we publish books, we do things like that. We were at complete mercy of Amazon and when they wanted to put out our book.
Right.
So we had a due date. They told us a date that the book was going to come out. I'm in a collaboration book, well, a series of books with the speaker Eric Swanson, and but there's series of books, and we had these dates where our chapters were due and when it was going to come out. And even with Amazon, they said, "Nope, we're not going to have it done." Are you going to have it done? We'll tell you when it's going to be done. There's no control.
We run across that in event space.
Yeah.
In the events world, you know, just because you've got a thing reserved, 90% of the time you're going to get through. But if somebody comes in with more money to take over that space, next thing you know, you get bumped. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you do with all of those people that have already bought tickets and you've done all of this stuff? I mean, those things kind of happen. You know, and
the unexpected,
you know, you book something a year out, you expect to have it when you get there that in a year, but you get there and, you know, 3 weeks beforehand. Oh, sorry.
Well, as simple as something like I travel a lot, get to the airplane. Then we oversold the plane. Who wants out? You mean out? I bought the ticket so I can get to where I'm going. Yeah. But you know, if you've got a couple more hours, who wants out? We have 20 seats unavailable. Where are you going?
Well, sometimes that works out to your advantage if you're not in a hurry.
If you're not in a hurry.
Right. And there's people like that. I mean, I've been to the point where it's like, okay, I'm going to get home at 5 o'clock this afternoon, or I'm going to get home at 10 o'clock tonight, but I get a free plane ticket.
Well, and that's why
I'm good with that.
Well, and that's why I'm so tired right now, was because I was supposed to leave New York Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. And I was told, oh, the subways aren't going towards the train, towards the airport in LaGuardia. Oh, and the Ubers are taking about 1 hour drives, are taking 4 hours. I would have had to been at the airport at midnight.
Just
to get to my plane at six. So I shifted everything and said, okay, never mind. I'll take a train, go to Baltimore. That's where there's no crowd that way. I'm going to go that way. And as I'm in the train station, switch my tickets and everything, there's a line. The train is boarding. It says boarding right now. I get to go straight down to the train, the rail, and there is a line that has to be a good mile long. And I look at the conductor guy and I went, am I going to make my train? And he said, no. I said, well, if I miss this train, I miss my plane in BWI. He has. But luckily for me, I was with Dr. Smiley. He had given out a card, and some guy says, they're VIPs. And he took us to this back way down an elevator and put us straight on the train.
Nice.
But not everyone gets that treatment. But it was insane. It was like, I know this sounds bad, rats leaving a ship that's sinking. and we were, I was part of the rat pack leaving. And it was, pop goes the weasel. Time for vacation. What?
I'm just thinking, you know, all of the examples. I mean, we've got probably tons of examples that we can use for this and everything changing, because we live through it every day.
There's always,
and if you think that you can't, think that you do. That was deep. Did you think about that, what I just said?
Say it again.
If you think you can't, think that you do. Because we're always doing it, whether it's going, you know, especially if you got kids, oh my gosh, here's my plan for the afternoon.
Not just kids. If you have a puppy.
Oh my. Oh yes, we have a puppy in the house, 9 weeks old. It's like having a kid again. Cute as can be, but
dang,
it's like chase them, and then they're up at 5:30 in the morning because they want to eat and go outside. You know, because he's actually potty trained, which is really cool. But with all the puppies that we've had over the years with my wife doing the fostering thing, this is probably one of the youngest ones that we've had have been potty trained, and I don't have to clean up everything every day.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
You know, he's really, really good pup. However, he's still like a little kid. Because if you take your eye off of him, he's heading toward the street or whatever. So it's time to move him to the backyard so he can wander as he wants.
But yeah, change is inevitable. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm always ready for change. In fact, that's one of the things that I guess I'm kind of known for. I had a give you a good example. We were working with another guy years ago, and we thought it was going to be a great relationship because he did events and we did events, and we thought everything was going to be work out well. Well, he was one of these schedule guys that he had to have a schedule in front of him to know exactly what was going to happen. The problem was talking with him or dealing with him when there were changes was like giving him a map to go from point A to point B, telling him all the crossroads and the stop signs. And if you forgot that there's an extra stop sign,
panic.
He would panic because he didn't know what to do. And that was how he was with everything. It's like, I can't deal with you because you can't adapt and change on the fly.
And my thing is New York. I am very, very good at adapting and changing. But something I discovered in New York this time is when you get into the center and you try to use GPS, it just spins.
Oh, because of all the buildings and all the people and all the cell phones and... I'm sure
I'm in the middle of nothing and I'm going towards this point and I'm going towards this point. I'm going to this point. I've got the GPS and then it just starts spinning. And I'm like,
so you think that's why people drive into the lakes?
Yeah. Cause I didn't know where I was. I'm like, I am lost in New York. I'm lost in New York. I found Sesame Street, but I'm lost in New York. Yeah. It was
you insane. Found Sesame Street.
I didn't, but it sure looked like Sesame Street to me. I thought it was, but they're like, no, that's not Sesame Street.
Just a back alley somewhere.
Just a neighborhood you happened to run into on accident. But it was, the lesson was, is for today's show is, are you ready to shift? When things don't go your way, when things don't go as planned, are you ready to shift? And.
Well, I would use the example of a lot of people say, I can't shift. I'm used to the old. I don't want to do this. I'm comfortable where I'm at. We've got the perfect example. What did you do during COVID? Did you shift or did you not shift? I mean, if you stayed right in your same lane, you probably didn't have the same advantages to anybody who did shift. I mean, there was really a lot of good things that came out of
tragedy,
out of COVID. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think it was a tragedy necessarily.
A lot of people lost a lot of people.
Well, yeah, that's tragic no matter what.
Yeah.
But when you look at the fact of how businesses shifted, some of them haven't even gone back to their pre-COVID things because their shift was much more profitable. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one restaurant here in town that is a really awesome restaurant and I love to go there on occasions, but you go over and it's the doors are closed and they do delivery only. Mm-hmm. They're making their money the way they need to, and then they don't need the space that they're in, kind of a thing. But they probably got a contract or own the building or whatever. Well, but they don't serve anymore.
I have a quote I used to say. I said it. I wrote it in one of my first books. It's change is difficult. It's not butterflies in a field of daisies. It hurts. I mean, it is not pleasant. But the beauty of change are the possibilities that it opens. And
that's what Marcel just said too, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can read that.
She's probably quoting me.
Change gives you
opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't quite type right.
Change gives provides opportunities if you allow them to. Right. And so, like I said with New York, yes, it was complete chaos, but it also, because like with the UN delegates, there was so much security to get into the UN delegates. Okay. They were right there, but it took us 2 hours to get to them. But because it took an hour to get people from one place to the other, because they had to security check in batches, they would only bring six people up at a time. I got to have full out conversations with people I would have never ever met otherwise.
Right. Well,
opportunity.
We have to also look back at all the recordings for your TV show that we did. Mm-hmm. We did one set. They weren't exactly acceptable. We did another set and they all went haywire. And I even talked to the guys this week and found out that none of us know what happened. And it makes you want to wonder, is it time to do that or not? Are ghosts stopping you?
Yeah.
Is the paranormal going, you don't need to be doing this show. So beep.
Yeah.
Mute all the buttons for some reason. Nobody did anything.
All the gremlins are out doing. Michelle should not have a live studio audience ever.
So that live studio audience at this point is kind of put on hold, but maybe the universe is telling you something, you know, I don't know.
Universe wants me to sing. Forget interviewing people. Just start singing.
Well, yeah, we recorded at the exact same place and everything went through like a champ. No problems.
Same studio, same everything. TV show didn't work, but all the music worked just fine. Yeah. I'm still working on that.
But that's still adapting, though. I mean, because you even now, you still have, what, season 7 coming up on TNC?
Yes.
That all those people who did get interviewed are going to get interviewed again on TNC. So, and if you don't know what TNC is, you can find it on our stuff. The new channel.
It's where my TV show Mental Shift airs. And so since the studio audience thing didn't work, the three cameras, it was a really cool experience to have, but everyone got the experience, but none of it can air.
Yeah, so nobody can prove that they had the experience. Yeah,
so I am, no, they've got the pictures. I just don't have
there's plenty of silent film.
Yeah, there's a lot of silent film. So I'm having them all on my show virtually onto StreamYard or however TNC actually records long distance for me. And we're just going to do it that way. So everyone gets actually a double interview. And
which is actually kind of cool.
In the old me from 5 years ago would have lost her mind. The new me went, what if I can get any money back? Then I can apply it to the other thing so I can go do this instead. Right. And so pivot.
Well, you have to. I mean,
I hate the word pivot, but.
And here's really the scary part, because me being the technical guy, I look at the thing and I go, who can I blame?
You can't.
And I think this is the first thing that was the first thing out of my brain. And I think we all do that.
Yeah.
Who can I blame for this?
Whose
problem?
Finger can we point on? It's like.
And after looking at all the tech and everything that goes back behind it, it was just a phenomenon. And there's no way to explain what happened. But what really throws me in my, you know, from my perspective, now that I sit here and think about it, is I wanted to blame somebody.
It's easier.
Whose fault is it that these did not go through?
It's easier to blame.
And then when you find out there's no answer to it. I mean, was it my fault because of something that I did? Was it the producer's fault? Was it because the recorder's fault, the editor or whatever? Who could I blame for this was the first thing I thought of. And then I realized I couldn't blame anybody.
No. And I mean, back to New York, and we had a lot of people who were very upset.
Well, for that, you can blame the president, the king, the queen,
Yeah. But and the thing is everyone's looking at us and Dr. Smiley and saying, what the hell, people? I mean, don't you know how to plan? We do, but we cannot control the environment we went into. And so, yeah, there was a lot of blaming going on. A lot of, boy, you're very, this is so disappointing. And it's like, are you having fun? Well, yes, but this was very disappointing. Let's focus on the things that worked well because everything else was out of our control. And there was no way for us to predict that all the presidents were going to be there at the same time because they don't announce those kind of things for safety reasons.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they pounced
security.
It. Yeah, it was a security thing. They did not tell us. So we didn't say, what would be the most difficult time to be in New York? Let's choose this because it's already stressful to be, you know, in that kind of a
environment. That's usually my luck, though.
Yeah, well, that's not my luck.
Yeah, that's my luck.
And that's it.
We need to say hi to Joan Pounds. She popped in. She's got some ideas there that look like they're going to be interesting. And then Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Chuck.
He's on the line.
But yeah, that's the thing is, I mean, even I looked at my partner, my friend out there, and I went, what is going on? And he goes, I have no idea. And I'm like, okay. I really wanted to point a finger and say, what have you done? Or what have you done to do? And it was like, wait a minute. I got to back up. There's three types of control in this world. And one of the controls I only have is mine. I can't point fingers. We just have to roll. We just got to roll with this. And that's why I was so appreciative of David Chemensky, because he's like, I've got this. We'll go here. We'll go here. Send out the word. Everyone meet here. And we're going to go there. Thank you. He is. I know New York. Let's just get them around the mess. And so that's what we did. And we got to see a place called The Edge in New York. If you're ever in New York,
I've heard of that.
Go to The Edge. It is. It's like a state of the art. Like it shows what the future of apartments will be and how they take rainwater. It collects rainwater. So they reuse the water. Oh, it's the coolest thing. And you go to the top and you can lay on this plexiglass that you lay down and you are overlooking the city. You're just suspended out in the middle of space and time as you look down onto New York.
Sounds terrifying.
It was.
For some people.
Exhilarating.
Exhilarating.
It was amazing. But we would have never known it was there if all this other stuff didn't happen.
Right.
That we had to move to show people other things. And then as we were going there, we found this beautiful sculpture. And then I didn't know that there were a whole bunch of piers with amazing restaurants out there in New York. We've always stayed in the city central.
There's piers?
Yeah.
San Francisco piers?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
Unless you went to Jersey. I knew there are in Jersey, nope, but I didn't know there was in New York.
But it was so cool to see another part of New York. You know, when you think, you know, New York, the city that never sleeps, this place was beautiful on the water. And it's like, well, I'm actually kind of glad the city got overtaken by everything.
I've met people from New York, like New York State. Mm-hmm. First thing they tell you is, I'm not from New York City.
Yeah, I don't go to New York, they say.
You know, if you get out, apparently, and I'm only taking their word for it, once you get outside of the city and stuff,
gorgeous.
It's like beautiful.
It was gorgeous. And peaceful, and it was just lovely. And the other thing I wanted to say about New York, because that was one of my fears, is New York's, they have a reputation of being really blunt and mean. No, they're not. They're very blunt. So
and they're very diversified. I know if they're anything like Tokyo, the people in Tokyo, I mean, you could be walking down the street and you say hi to somebody and they respond in a foreign language because they didn't understand except for hi.
Well, what New York,
but you don't know it. Until.
What I know is with New Yorkers, when they're walking down the street, you think they're all on this little path. When you walk down the street, they smile or they just do. And it's just acknowledging that you exist. They're on a mission.
It's like being in the country and driving down the road.
Yeah exactly. Same thing. And so what I found in New York is I freaking love the people in New York. If you need something, they will bluntly tell you. If you say something incredibly stupid, like, is this line the only line, they do, well, what do you think?
Yeah. Here's your side.
You already answered the question and you're asking them a stupid question. What do you think?
Jones, a Jersey girl.
See, I was born in New Jersey. I was born in Fort Dix.
And then there's Sally. Sally's there too.
Oh, hi, Sally.
She'll see you in a little while.
Yeah, hopefully.
Anyhow, we're kind of at the end of this whole thing.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, well, we're at 33 minutes.
Okay, well, the bottom line is. Pop goes the weasel. Don't freak out about the pop part.
You don't
realize that it's probably going to happen.
The other thing that I was thinking about this, and pop goes the weasel. Pop is something that happens instantly for change. And we've had lots of conversations about change and having to adapt and having to overcome. But we're normally, when we talk about them, it's something that's a slower process. Making a change in your menu, making a change in the way you do business, making a change in yourself, because you don't change overnight when you read a wonderful book on how to change your life. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're talking about the pop goes the weasel is that stuff that comes up today, this second, this minute, totally unexpected.
Like, oh, well, that's my board. That's my board on the jumbo. Nope, that's not my board. Nope, that's still not. Hey, where's the board? Oh, yeah, we took it down. What?
You done did what?
Yeah, it was just expect the unexpected. And if you plan for the unexpected, I know that sounds crazy. There's something they do in the technology world. It's called A/B testing.
Beta testing.
Mm-hmm. So whenever you have something that's really important, say, if this happens, then what will I do? If this happens, then what would I do? And basically have little basic, if these happen, worst case scenario and best case scenario, what would I do? So that when something does happen, you have a basic idea in your mind, what your body should do, what your mind should do, what you should be thinking. Because if you have no preparation at all, you do, oh my God, don't do that. Be prepared. Ever so slightly.
We're working on plan B. If this goes wrong, there is no plan C.
Must always have a plan C. A D E F.
That was from a movie I just watched. It was something like, this better be the end of our plans because I don't have a plan C.
You better start working on one.
So anyway.
So thank you so much for joining us on Mental Shift, on Denim and Pearls. And just realize.
Oh yeah, look on our page too. We had Denim and Pearls on the billboard.
Yes, it was on the billboard. Anyway,
I interrupted.
No, it Finish was beautiful off. Too. So don't freak out when things change. Just know that things tend to change and you need to be ready for the change. Try as
I just Brian freak out said, when gas goes up 20 cents
or,
in one day.
Or as Brian said, stop looking for blame and say, okay, how can I fix this? And if you can't, then how do I adjust my mindset in order to handle it better?
Yep.
And I learned that a big lesson in New York that Michelle has panic attacks and she needs to learn what causes panic attacks and get the heck out of there. So I'm home back in Colorado and I'm happy
for the next few hours. Oh no, you'll be in Colorado,
but still be in Colorado.
You just won't be at home.
No. So anyways, go be the best version of you. Be unapologetically you. Don't blame. How do you become part of the solution? So with that,
I have to add the fact that it's so much more fun to blame people though.
It is. It's a lot easier. But it doesn't work and it just makes everybody miserable.
No.
So go be the best you. And Brian, thank you so much for being my guy that saves me all the time. Thank you so much. He saved our butts in New York. Not everybody knows
part
that,
of it,
but he saved our butts in New York. And so thank you so much, Brian.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next week, Friday, guys.
You gonna be here next week?
Same bat channel, same bat time. Oh, I don't think I am. Oops.
Well, we'll Oops, see you either
I
way.
I did it again.
All right. Time to go.
Okay. Peace. Oh, peace.
And you're who?
Oh, my name is Michelle Moraz.
I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. Until next time.
Peace. Peace.